Magandang gabi, Senyong Lahat, and welcome to the Filipino American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. On tonight's show, we will have an interview with a very special guest that we conducted the interview right before Labor Day last Sunday with an artist that was in town for the Shangri-La Festival, an artist known as Ellie Mack. And some of you might know her by her given name, Camille Velasco, as she was once a contestant, I believe, on season 3 of American Idol. We will also have some Balita community announcements, along with the results of the recently completed election for the Cultural Society of Filipino Americans, along with a preview of next week's guest here on the Filipino American National News. But for right now, we are going to play that interview with Ellie Mack that we conducted last weekend. The Filipino American National News is proud to have Ellie Mack, who recently was in town in Minnesota for the Shangri-La Festival. I'd like to welcome you to Minnesota.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
So you've been in music for quite a while. You were born in the Philippines.
Yes.
And grew up in Hawaii.
Yes.
For our listeners that aren't familiar with Hawaii, what is life like growing up in Hawaii?
It's paradise, you know, beach, island vibe, family vibes, good food, good weather, good music.
And who were your early musical influences?
My early musical influences, it's a good one. I would say Lauryn Hill, she's my biggest inspiration for sure. Erykah Badu. I listened to all kinds of stuff. My daddy liked The Doors. You know, my mom, she was kind of a disco diva. She liked Donna Summer. So I feel like I got a bunch of influences. I love hip-hop, reggae, R&B. Janet Jackson, definitely one of my favorite performers.
And for our listeners who are viewing this interview and they're looking at your face and going, she looks familiar. We called you Ellie Mack, but
yes.
You're also known as your given name, Camille Velasco.
Yes,
and
that's correct.
You appeared on season 3 of American Idol.
Yes.
So how did that come about?
Well, I was 18 at the time. So they had auditions in Hawaii. Should I wait?
What's that? It is flyover country, as they say in Minnesota.
What was that?
Flyover country with airplanes and stuff like that.
So I was 18 at the time, and American Idol was coming into town, to Hawaii for the first time. You know, everybody was like, you have to audition. You have to do it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't know. You know, and I just decided to do it.
And how long was that process? I have a friend who did attempt to try to audition for American Idol.
Yeah.
What is that day like when you do see the judges?
Yeah, so we had to go through several rounds until we actually see the judges. So we went through 2 different rounds where they have like all the thousands of people, you know, and they kind of like sift through that, and then they make another, you know, like maybe a couple, 200 or so, and they sift through that, and then the rest, maybe like 50 or so, goes and see Simon, Paula, and Randy, and which were the original judges at the time. I was so nervous. You know, if you listen back to my audition, my voice is shaking, you know.
And when you were able to make from that part to the Hollywood rounds and make it on live TV, what is that like, being away from your family and being sequestered as a reality contestant?
Yeah, I would say that was probably the hardest part. being away from my home, my friends, my family, especially at that age, at 18, I just got thrown into Hollywood, essentially, you know, and I just tried my best to stay grounded and surround myself with, you know, the real ones in my life.
And do you feel at the time, this is the early 2000s, that do you feel that when it came to the music scene, they weren't quite sure how to market
a
Filipino or Asian American artist?
Absolutely. I'm wondering if they still know how. Still, mm-hmm. I think it's a little bit different now. You know, there have been some people who have paved the way, like Janae Aiko. I love her. I think it's definitely a different time now. You know, the cultures are seem to be rising up, which I love. But at that time, yeah, it was a little tough. You know, I feel like they loved my voice, but they didn't know what to do with my ethnicity, mm-hmm. which is, you know, that hurts, you know, because I'm very proud of my culture, you know.
And for a time, you were signed to Universal Motown. What was that experience like for yourself?
Yeah, that was kind of just like a beginning experience for me with the major label. You know, it was short-lived. I learned a lot, but, you know, right now I just go, it's independent for me. That's mm-hmm. what I've been doing, which has been great, you know. I definitely learned a lot.
And just a reminder to our listeners, we have artist Ellie Mack on the Filipino American National News. For a short time, you stepped away from music.
Yeah.
Why did you feel that was needed for you?
I don't know if I stepped away because I was, it appeared that I stepped away.
Okay.
But because I was always doing music, I've been chasing my dream ever since, you know, and I did have to go and wait tables, you know, after American Idol, I had to go wait tables for a good 7 to 10 years. You know, people were like, oh my God, are you the girl from American Idol? And I'm like, I am. You guys want something to drink? And, you know, I had to kind of just find myself as a woman, as an artist, and I had to do some soul searching.
And within that soul searching, the style of music that you were maybe known for in the beginning to the mass audiences of, say, R&B.
Yeah.
You have moved to a different form of genre, more of a reggae type of feel to
this? I feel like I found my sound by combining, you know, my favorite genres, which is R&B, reggae, hip hop. I feel like with my new music, I was able to blend, you know, where I'm from, the islands, my R&B foundation, and my hip hop kind of swagger, and I was able to make my own sound, which, you know, was the best thing I ever did.
And with you making your own sound, do you feel like that you didn't have to be in a box?
Yeah.
The type of music that you
absolutely
were making?
Absolutely. I was tired of being in a box, you know. I was, and I feel like music now, there's so many fusion. Mm-hmm. You know, it's all about the fusion music now. And it's just a great time for music, for independent artists. And Hawaii and the Filipino community really had my back. Both times, on American Idol and with Ellie Mack, so I'm grateful for my people.
Earlier, you spoke about one of your musical idols, Lauryn Hill.
Yes.
And early on, you were able to perform for Lauryn Hill. What was that like for you?
Oh God, it was the best. It was the best. It's so cool to meet your idol, and they're just so great. And they're everything that you thought they would be. You know, she was just so lovely. She was so great to me, very supportive, and I just love her.
And what do you find inspiration for the music that you do now? What is the process for you as a songwriter?
The process is very interesting. You know, you got your good days, your bad days. You got your highs and your lows. I tend to be an emotional writer, you know, identify with pain, identify with love, you know, so It depends. It just comes when it, for me, it comes when it comes. I try to push myself to write more mm-hmm. when I'm not feeling it, but I notice my best songs are from a feeling or a moment in my life.
Mm-hmm. As we stated, you grew up in Hawaii,
yes.
and people like to do touristy things in Hawaii. But as a local, if I were to go to Hawaii someday, what would be something I should experience?
Well, you should definitely go eat a bunch of plate lunches because their food there is amazing. I always like to go beach, you know, go hang out at the beach and look at the water. There's so many cool waterfalls and hikes. And for me, if you can get with the people and go to like a barbecue of some sort, you know, Kana Kapila jam out and witness the energy of the people together, like at a family barbecue, I recommend that.
You spoke about the Filipinos that were very supportive.
Yes.
What has it been the response through this almost 20 decade run of them supporting you and your music in this time?
Now, this time around, yeah. It's funny because some people come up to me and they're like, hey, I remember when you used to be Camille Velasco. I'm like, I'm still Camille Velasco. That's still my name. But I've gotten so much support. Everybody's always had my back, and I feel like my fans and my supporters, they really feel me and my message and my love and my energy. So, you know, they always reciprocate that back to me. So it's just been so great with my career from the beginning.
Speaking of your career, you were on American Idol, and there was another fellow Filipina Hawaiian, Jasmine Trias, on there. I saw on social media there was a recent reunion of sorts.
I surprised her.
You surprised her. She looked surprised.
We haven't seen each other in 20 years. So my old booking agent, we both had the same booking agent. He orchestrated the whole thing. He's like, we're going to surprise Jasmine. I was like, oh my gosh, okay, let's do this. And it was so great. It was so great to see her. We've actually been in contact a lot more since. And she's actually in my new music video that I just released. I just did a song with Collie Buds called Resume. We just dropped that a couple weeks ago. So she's in the music video as well. You can catch her there.
And you said you just worked on a new music video and you have new music coming out. Where can our viewers and listeners find your new music?
Yeah, you can check out my music on all platforms, on Spotify, iTunes, Amazon, wherever you can find music. Or you can go on YouTube and watch my music videos for free.
Sometimes we ask these crazy questions towards the end of the interview. I almost feel one of these.
Okay, what's coming?
I almost feel one of these questions is too cliche because you're an artist.
Oh my gosh.
So, what is your go-to karaoke song when you go?
God, you know what? It's always funny. I always feel so uncomfortable doing karaoke because it's like I have to follow exactly. You know, when I'm singing, I can just kind of like feel it a little more. Mm-hmm. But I would say my go-to song is Toto, Hold the Line.
Hold the Line, okay.
And Tracy Chapman, Give Me One Reason.
Give Me One Reason.
Yeah.
You spoke about plate lunches earlier on. So if you had to choose between plate lunches...
Don't you dare.
Okay. Okay, we'll rank them.
Don't make me choose.
I'm not going to make you choose.
I might lose some fans.
Okay, rank them in order of what you would do first. Plate lunches.
Filipino food, is that what you're going
to
say?
No. We'll get to a Filipino part.
Okay.
Plate lunches. I guess, Hawaiian style lechon, pork.
Okay, lechon. Okay.
Or malasadas.
Can't I have them all?
But if you had to have one, or people going to Hawaii, if they had to try something first, what should they try first?
Plate lunch, because you get several flavors. I'm all about different variety. So it's a very hard decision, but I'll have to say plate lunch.
In
Tippies, there's Leonard's where the malasadas are. I like Genki sushi. I know that sounds really weird. I like Genki sushi. Where else do I go? Ninja Sushi. I love my sushi too. And I get my poke, Foodland, Safeway is good too. Yeah.
Part of the reason this interview with Ellie Mac happened is you have family here in Minnesota.
And yes.
You've been able to come to Minnesota twice.
Yeah.
Luckily you came when it's 90 something here in early September, and you came in the winter.
Yep, in the winter.
In the winter.
Yeah.
What has the support of your family out here been like for you when your two recent contest
stops?
Yeah,
well, it's my Ninong is out here, my godfather, so he's the best. I mean, he rolls out the red carpet every time I come out, and my band, they take such good care of us, Filipino style. And yeah, they're very, very supportive of me.
Well, on behalf of the Philippine American National News, I'd like to thank Ellie Mac for being our show. She did, for listeners who are not sure why she chose Ellie Mac, I'll tell you guys why she chose that as her quote unquote stage name.
Okay. Ellie Mac is Camille backwards. So my name backwards, Ellie Mac.
Well, thank you, Ellie Mac, for being part of the Philippine American National News and giving us some time while you were here in Minnesota.
Thank you so
thank
much.
You.
Thank you for
thank
having
you.
Me.
And once again, that was the Filipino American National News' interview with singer, songwriter Ellie Mac. I'd like to thank her family that she spoke of on the interview for helping set up this interview with Ellie Mac. I'd like to thank Sandra and Christopher for helping set up the interview, and to Myra and Jerry, who hosted the venue where we were able to do the interview at their home. She was here a week back or so at the Shangri-La Festival, and hopefully in the near future, Ellie Mac will be back here in Minnesota to perform, and maybe in front of the Filipino American community here as well. But we're going to play a song that she alluded to entitled Resume that she sang with Callie Buds. And this is Ellie Mac and Callie Buds with their song Resume.
The help wanted sign in your eyes, thought I should apply. And if you can't hire me today, maybe some other time, no. Cause I'll be right here next to my phone, waiting for your reply. Cause I want to be a full-time lover, yeah. I want to see that there is no other door. Yourself, you see how you're so perfect. Yes, yes, your body bad, but you are intellect. So that means that me have to come to you direct. And it love me come collect. So this dash with the application, girl, you're more than qualified. You never fire, fire. Making plans together to retire, tire. Till my dying day, I will be there for you. I'll be the one you wanna hire, hire. I'll be the one you never fire, fire. Making plans together to retire, tire. see the help wanted sign in your eyes. Thought I should apply. And if you can't hire me today, maybe some other time. Cause I'll be right here next to my phone, waiting for your reply. Cause I want to be a full-time lover, yeah.
And once again, that was Ellie Mac featuring Kelly Buds with their song Resume. You are listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFEI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on 90.3 FM, online at kfei.org/Filipino American National News. And you can also catch us via the KFEI app on both Google Play and the Apple Store. In regards to those community announcements I was alluding to earlier, the Cultural Society of Filipino Americans recently had their election this past Friday at the CSFA Center in Fernsville, which I was able to attend. Congratulations to the elected officers of this recent election. Congratulations to President Tony Winnick, Vice President Tonette Burkhart, Secretary Gian Paz, Treasurer Willen Karakowski, Auditor Helen Hammond, Public Relations Officer Chris Wilmont, Board of Directors that were recently elected. Those would be Lyra Hernandez, Noel Soriano, Benji Mahibag, Vanessa Cristicio. Congratulations to them on their recent election to the... Oh, I'm sorry. And also, I believe, Carmel San Juan. In regards to other community announcements, we have two that are going on the same exact day, and one of them alludes to one of our guests next week here on the Filipino American National News. On Saturday, September the 23rd, the Film Minnesotan Association will be having their 29th annual golf tournament at the Victory Links Golf Course in Blaine, Minnesota, which is near one of the biggest youth soccer tournaments in the country at the National Sports Center. Next week, we will have here on the Filipino American National News, we will have Arnold Talatala, along with one of the golfers that is participating in the event, to just tell about their experiences of the golf tournament and what we can expect. And if you want to learn more information in regards to this event, you can contact Arnold at 612-220-4334. In regards to our other community announcement, this taking place also on September 23rd at the Nissan Sports Bar and Grill, the artist from the Philippines, I.I. De La Alas, will be performing there. And this event begins at 7 p.m. And that's it in regards to the community announcements that we have here on the Filipino American National News. Just a reminder, our listeners, if you didn't catch this interview with Ellie Mac right at this moment, It will be up in a few moments on the KFEI.org/Filipino American National News. And you can listen to this interview up to 2 weeks as it's being archived on there, along with the App Store via Google Play and the Apple Store. But right now, we're going to play some Camille Velasco, as she was known in the early part of her career. And this is her rendition of One Last Cry that she performed on American Idol. Stay tuned for sound effects.
KFAI is proud to present Lone Pinon at the Cedar Cultural Center on Saturday, September 16th. Lone Pinon is a New Mexican string band whose music celebrates the integrity and diversity of their region's cultural roots. With fiddles, upright bass, guitars, accordions, vihuela, and bilingual vocals, they play a wide spectrum of the traditional music that is at home in New Mexico and along the border. Local group Steam Machine opens the show. Tickets for Lone Pinon can be found at the Cedar Cultural Center website. Visit thecedar.org for more details.
Fresh Air Community Radio is KFAI-FM, Minneapolis-St. Paul. Online and archived at KFAI.org. The community's true voice.